Chapter 2. A Beautiful Young Man. Dorian Gray was sitting at the piano, looking at a book of music. "Basil, this music is wonderful. Can I borrow it?" he said, turning around when Basil and Lord Henry came in. "Oh, I didn't know that you had someone with you."
"Dorian, this is Lord Henry Wotton, an old friend of mine," said Basil.
"Hello, Mr. Gray," said Lord Henry,
and shook Dorian's hand.
"My Aunt Agatha often speaks about you."
"She is angry with me," replied Dorian, and laughed. "She wanted us to play the piano together at her party last Tuesday, but I forgot all about it."
"Oh, I will say sorry to her for you," replied Lord Henry. "She plays very loudly. I'm sure everyone thought that you were there anyway."
"That is not very nice to her or me," answered Dorian, laughing. Lord Henry looked at him. Yes, he was wonderfully handsome, with a fine red mouth, blue eyes, and blonde hair. His face was very young and innocent. Dorian got ready for Basil to paint him, and Basil began to mix his paints.
"I'm sorry, Henry," he said, "but I want to finish the picture today. Please could you leave us?"
"Oh, please don't go, Lord Henry," said Dorian. "I can see that Basil is angry today. I don't like being with him when he's like this."
"If Dorian wants you to stay, then of course you must stay," said Basil. "But Dorian, please don't listen to Lord Henry. He is a very bad influence."
Dorian smiled at Lord Henry. "Are you really?" he asked.
"There are no good influences, Mr. Gray, only bad," replied Lord Henry as Basil began to paint. "Because to influence someone is to give them your soul. But we must find our own souls. We must look for pleasure and not be afraid. You, Mr. Gray, with your beautiful young face, I am sure that you want many things. Sometimes you become very afraid of these things, but you must have them."
"Stop," said Dorian Gray. "Please, stop talking. I need to think." For the next 10 minutes, Dorian stood there with an open mouth and bright eyes. Lord Henry's words touched him in a strange way. They were terrible words, but now he understood something new. Lord Henry smiled. He saw something changing in this young man. Basil was not listening to his friends. He was thinking only of his painting.
"How wonderful Dorian looks," he thought.
"Basil, I am tired and hot," Dorian said suddenly. "I must go and sit in the garden."
"Yes, of course. I'm sorry," said Basil. "Go into the garden with Henry. I will ask Parker to get you a cold drink. But please come back soon. I am painting very well today."
The two men walked into the garden and stood next to some beautiful blue flowers. Dorian put his face down to smell them.
"You are right to do that," said Lord Henry. "Only the soul can help the senses, and only the senses can help the soul. You are a wonderful young man. You know many things,
but you also want to know more." Dorian turned away. He felt that Lord Henry was waking him up, and he felt frightened and excited at the same time. He liked this tall, intelligent young man, with his dark eyes and brown beard. "Lord Henry can change me," he thought. "He can show me life's wonderful secrets. So why am I afraid?"
"Let's go under that tree," said Lord Henry. "Parker has brought out the drinks. If you stay in the sun, your face will turn red, and Basil won't want to paint you."
"It doesn't matter," said Dorian, sitting under the tree.
"Of course it does,"
said Lord Henry, sitting next to him. "Why?"
"Because you are a very handsome young man,"
he explained. "Youth and beauty are the most important things in life." "I don't feel that now," replied Dorian.
"Of course you don't," said Lord Henry. "But when you are old and ugly, you will feel it. Beauty comes and goes quickly. You only have a few years to enjoy it. When your youth goes, your beauty will go too, and you will suffer terribly. So enjoy your youth while you have it. Always look for new pleasures. You can do anything. Nothing is more important than youth."
Basil came to the door of the studio.
"I'm waiting," he cried. "Please come in and bring your drinks."
The two men walked back up the garden together. In the studio, Lord Henry sat back on the sofa and watched Dorian while Basil was painting him. After about 15 minutes, Basil put down his brush.
"It's finished," he said.
Lord Henry and Dorian both came forward to look at the painting. For a few seconds, Dorian said nothing. Then he smiled. Now he could see his beauty, and he knew that he could see it because of Lord Henry's words. "But one day," he thought, "I will lose my youth and my beauty." Dorian's head hurt, and he wanted to cry. "How sad it is," said Dorian quietly, looking at the portrait. He sat down slowly on the sofa. "I will become old and ugly, while the painting will stay the same. I want it to be the other way. I want to stay young while the picture grows old. I will give my soul for that. Lord Henry is right. Youth is the only important thing in life." Basil looked at Dorian with surprise. He did not usually speak like this.
"This is your influence, Henry," he said, turning to his friend. "Why didn't you leave when I asked you?"
"I stayed when you asked me," was Henry's answer. "You two have made me very angry," shouted Basil. "It is my best painting, but now I hate it. I will destroy it before it destroys our lives."
He picked up a knife and walked towards the painting. Dorian jumped up from the sofa.
"No, Basil, no!" he shouted.
He ran to the painter and pulled the knife from his hand.
"Don't do it! It will be murder!"
"I am happy that you like my painting now, Dorian," said Basil coldly. "When it is dry, take it home. You can do anything with it." His voice
was still angry.
I am in love with it. It is a part of me now, said Dorian.
Enough angry words, said Lord Henry. Let's go to the theatre together tonight. No, I have too much work to do, said Basil.
I will come with you, Lord Henry, said Dorian.
Don't, cried Basil. Stay and have dinner with me.
Dorian looked from Basil to Lord Henry. I want to go with Henry, he said, and Lord Henry smiled.
Please, Henry, said Basil sadly, as his two friends were leaving.
He put his hand on Henry's arm.
Please don't take him away from me.